In Illinois today, the focus has been on legal immigration. Advocates there say they've come up with one of the first comprehensive statewide plans to make it easier for legal immigrants and refugees to integrate into mainstream America. From Chicago, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Early this morning, George Miskiw slowly enunciated his words.
Vancouver is in southwestern
Miskiw
Canada.
Was teaching an English as a second language class to about 10 adult students at Association House, a social service agency on Chicago's northwest side.
And it's mostly conversational English. We have some grammar, but it's mostly to help people get into the world.
Immigrants make up about 12% of Illinois' population and nearly 18% of its workforce. So about a year ago, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich signed what he called a New Americans Executive Order. The task force that followed came up with ways to help immigrants as they work to create a new life in Illinois.
Immigrants in Illinois are an asset, and they are an asset in a rapidly changing economy.
Josh Hoyt with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights was one of the officials releasing the recommendations today. One of the report's most important priorities was to create a statewide campaign to help immigrants learn English, especially English tied to their vocation.
So that the busboy can go to be the master chef, so it's career ladder, and that the best place to do it is where immigrants are working, where they're worshiping, where their kids go to school.
Other recommendations call for establishing welcome centers where new immigrants and refugees can learn about state services. Another suggests that state subcontractors provide culturally appropriate services. Organizers say the recommendations won't cost the state much to implement. Task Force leader Nguyen Le says many of the services are already offered by social agencies.
But what we're proposing is to do it in an organized way, recognizing that the number of immigrants at this point in time is probably larger than, let's say, in the past 20 years, and it requires some kind of organization.
Organization between the public and the private sector, which Josh Hoyt says is needed because there's so much controversy over immigration policy.
What's happening is that this country is going to wake up from these wars over national immigration policy with a hangover. And then they're going to say, oh, my goodness, we got a whole bunch of new neighbors. What are we going to do?
And Hoyt says that's when other states will start looking to Illinois for practical immigration solutions. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.